What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Almost Joking Podcast. I am one half of the Disrespective Collective, Craig Smith, a.k.a. Sense of Life, here with...
It's your boy, Queese, a.k.a. Dash. We're here for episode... Is that somebody called... How you gonna call me in the middle of my introduction? And it's the CDC. Why are you calling me?
Hey.
Bro, they wild.
Scary calls.
I know.
Your name was pulled up on the list. What?
What you calling me for? I feel like 50. What up? But no, man, this is episode 116, and we're not going to play any games, bro. We're going to just get straight into the obvious. Craig, yeah. We got to get into J. Cole.
Look,
last couple days, bro.
Everything. Like, he took over the weekend in a way that I don't think he wanted to for Dreamville or Dreamfest, you know, which one it is. But, so, yeah. Let's first off, let's start. Appreciate it, Tracy. Shout out to you. Let's start with the album. Initial reactions from the album. When I first heard, it was Thursday night, actually, I looked on the phone. I'm like, oh, this J. Cole. I thought it was one song, just a diss track. It was a whole album. Got excited. You know me, biggest J. Cole fan. Love the album. Album was dope initially when I first heard it. Didn't skip a song. I liked everything. Hype died down a little bit. And then I was, like, being a little bit more realistic. And it was a couple skips on there because I noticed the Fever track. It was a little Drake-ish. It was different. I did like it. I'm in the middle of it, but it's just not J. Cole. I don't know if I like him doing something different. But overall, I like the album. The Traitor Truth song is probably my favorite one. Most motivational. I feel like he was talking to me on there when he was on that Don't Quit type stuff, like all of that. So definitely want to give him his props on the dope, solid project. And then, the project as a whole, when you heard it.
I ain't hear the project first.
Right.
I heard the project after. I think the project was a good project, but it was already kind of slightly spoiled for me because I heard the record first.
Mm-hmm.
So you say what you want to say about the project. I'm just going to say the project was a good project, all right? But it was kind of spoiled because I heard this record. Now, what you think, Craig, when you first heard the record?
The diss.
The diss record.
I heard the diss first, too, because that was the top one in my YouTube. But when I heard it, I was like, all right, he dissing him, he's saying something, and I'm not going to lie, and I knew everybody was going to call it out, and if you know anything about me, I'm always like, what ammo is they going to use against me? Being that J. Cole is my guy, if y'all don't know, J. Cole is like, I'm like one of the biggest J. Cole fans from the first mixtape, like when he first came out, because I felt like he was in my lane, like he rapped like I rap. And he made it, so I was like, oh, when I'm in my 20s, I'm like, oh, it's going to be a lane for this. Like, he blowing up, they going to need more of that, all of that, right? So that's why I feel so attached to J. Cole and his success and his progress and all of that. So when I see him do the diss record, I'm like, all right, light jab. He just going out there, little pow pow. It's like he started saying stuff because I'm listening, like, what can they say about this? And when he first said your albums and da da da, I was like, oh, you can't talk about albums, J. Cole. You can't do not with Kendrick. But anyway,
not with anybody.
I knew that it wasn't what it was. And if anything, he should have done the second part. The whole track, because you know the beat switched. Do the second part, the whole thing, because that was way more fire than the first part. That's what I thought about the diss track. So I knew it wasn't finna be.
Now we got a group chat. It's me, T, the Golden Craig. My opinion from the jump, bro. He got to come better than that. You cannot come out trying to jab. Kendrick didn't jab. Kendrick hit you with the straight and the uppercut and said, not what you want to do. And you took that blow, stumbled, and said, bro, no, this hip hop, bro. I don't care how cool, if Craig dissed me, y'all. And I'm like, especially if I think it was a fire diss, I'm coming back and I'm dissing Craig like I don't know this dude. Like, we're not going to be polite in the diss record. I'm not going to say how much Craig is my man's and I don't want to do this. Like, what? Bro, this is hip-hop, bro. I'm killing Craig and everything.
And that's how... And you know what? And the vice versa of that is that... And as it should be. That's
absolutely
what it should be. And you're going to respect that as another MC, friends or not, right? But another thing, if you got love like that, that's your man's like that, you don't want to do that, you don't want to have that out there in the world to eat this, you never would do it in the first place.
Straight up.
You never would do it.
Straight up.
So why even do it? And then...
Because if I did it first, I totally expect Craig, the rapper in him, got to respond. But he can respond to some level, like you said. Why would Queese even do that?
Yeah.
Like, that was some, like, man, you know what?
And then.
I'm finna give him that smoke. I would expect that energy.
And even if I did feel bad, and I wanted to apologize, it just wasn't feeling right in my spirit. I couldn't sleep at night, the demons.
Craig.
I would hit Queese up, privately apologize, and when he bring it up in his next rap, never deny or confirm. What are you talking about? I'm never going to let the public know that.
You know I ain't joking when I say this. I could be hurt, Craig. I could be hurt you did that to me. But my response is going to be for you to think I don't give up. And I'm going to hold that up to the end of time. Unless you let me know, like, bro, I messed up, I hurt your feelings. Then I might be like, all right, bro, we good.
Yeah, but also, I'm ignorant like that. I'm so glad you said that. He didn't even say nothing worth apologizing for. You didn't even cross the line. You didn't go crazy.
So then you know what that made me think? You scared. Why you even do it in the first place? You scared. Now, you just took your little scary butt out there and tried to, you know what I'm saying, get in a battle that you wasn't ready for. And before the other person responded back, you was like, oh, on second thought, my bad.
Hey, Queez. You know exactly what it was?
I'm going to take the song off of the streaming sites. What?
Hey, Queez, this is what it was. As somebody who had a little brother, this is when you hit your little brother and you do something bad, like you mess him up, and then you don't want him to tell mom, so you like, hold on, nah, wait, hit me back. hit me back so you don't tell mom so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't want to. It's like, no, man.
And you know what it make Kendrick? I for real, bro. I probably never listen to J. Cole again. If Kendrick did this, if Kendrick is Queese, if he had the mentality of Queese, you know what I would do? I'm dissing him immediately.
Yes. Immediately.
And I'm talking about you begging for an apology.
Yes.
And you waving a white flag before I'm immediately about, dissing you. What?
Man.
I'm going crazy on J. Cole if I'm Kendrick.
That's wild.
By tonight. It's going to be a track out by tonight if I'm Kendrick.
Look, all right. We even gave him the props. Album, whatever. You feel whatever. Look, this time. Trash. Don't do that. When the man's come out, like you say, uppercut swinging, you get knocked back like that, you don't come back and be like, hey, man, stop playing, lil' bruh. Stop playing, lil'. No, that's not lil' bruh no more.
It's a grown man, bro.
He grew up. Nah, man.
Kendrick a grown man out here, bro.
Nah, and you definitely don't go back and start, like, apologizing or whatever. It's like, it make me look at him different now. I'm listening to the raps. You can't tell me you number one, you the best no more. You can't say you in the big, it's not even a big three. Like, Kendrick was really prophetic when he said that. Ain't no big three no more.
Bro.
You disqualified yourself.
That was my next point I'm finna make. J. Cole, you are disqualified from ever being in the GOAT tier. You're disqualified. There's no GOAT in the history, even Drake.
And it hurts me to say that.
It's like you did the Tracy McGrady, bro. You can never get out the first round of the playoffs. And now we're never going to respect your greatness, bro. Tracy McGrady was one of the best players in the league for a nice period of time. Kobe, everybody gave him his props. When you're talking about the best players of all time, you don't think about T-Mac. J. Cole finna go out like T-Mac, bro.
Yeah.
Because you just ducked the smoke, bro. And this from the other biggest... This ain't you ducking smoke from the baby. Because some North Carolina stuff. This ain't you ducking smoke from, you know, a rapper in Atlanta.
Well, this is rap. You don't duck smoke from nobody.
Nope.
If the baby was to get out of pocket, North Carolina or not, you say something.
Yeah, I'm going to say something. J. Cole, if I'm Jay-Z, Jay-Z not going to respond to everybody dissing him. Whether you from, he got people now from Marcy Projects that diss him and he don't pay them no mind. If you feel like you that level, if you in that GOAT tier, Kendrick ain't finna respond to another random dude in Compton, neither is Drake. You know what I'm saying? So if I feel like you on my level to respond, that does say a lot about Cole too. It's certain smoke when you say a certain level, you do pose a kind of ignore. Like, man, I ain't finna make you big. I'm not finna respond to you. He helped him. He jumped. He run the baby on the flight. Bro, you disqualify from the GOAT conversation. Don't nobody ever mention J. Cole or no GOAT stuff for me, bro. Ever.
And look, about when he get up there and he do that long. First of all, we thought Drake's little long speech or whatever was bad. This was just super cringy. You going up there talking about how you felt and you couldn't sleep at night.
Hold on, wait a minute. We got the audio. Hold on. We're gonna break this down as we go, Craig. Hold that smoke for your boy. Craig loves J. Cole. This is hurting Craig to do this. Me, I'm so disappointed that I don't even talk about J. Cole after this day. But let's get into this.
But you did bring up, like you was talking basketball players earlier. This I definitely thought, this definitely put J. Cole in the LeBron of players. You not no Kobe. You're not a Kobe type of rapper.
LeBron got some smoke, bro. LeBron didn't duck all the smoke.
Nah, I'm saying.
He just ducked the smoke. On the soft,
friendly, everybody together type stuff, whether it's a trick or not. That's how LeBron really play, as opposed to Kobe. Kobe went in Pau Gasol chest in the U.S. in the Olympic Games. First play. Just to let him know, just because we best friends, bro, that don't mean nothing in this game. Competition. No apologies. That's how it's supposed to be, man. Especially when you're rapping. Anyways, though, I haven't even watched this yet. When I seen this Sunday night, and shout out to Chig Smooth, when I seen that on my YouTube, I was heartbroken. I didn't even want to watch it. Didn't even want to believe it. I thought possibly it'll be some positive spin on this. And I waited till the next day and just seen everybody else. Oh, my God. So I haven't seen this yet, but I heard the footnotes. Let's get into this. This fall off real quick.
So I'm so proud of that project, except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, don't do that.
But wait a minute. Right? I don't even like his voice, bro. Like, why you? Hey, man, you know, everybody, I just got one part of my album. I'm just so mad. Bro, what is you doing, bro? You say you already know there's going to be some soft, sweet. Like, as soon as I seen that voice, I'm like, oh, he finna get into some very mango passion fruit stuff. Bro.
Straight up, Tom, this is exactly what I was saying. This is the lame part. Do that behind closed doors and then deny it.
It's crazy.
Don't you ever do this in public to me. This is the lame part.
I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the motherfucking game, right? So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world and I got my niggas like...
Hey, bro. I'm sick of that too, bro. You know what that is to me? Y'all ever had that dude around the way who he kind of like a sucker, but his older brothers, like, they kind of be getting busy and stuff, but they little brother always starting shit and then being like, me and my brothers, like, he every time he get into it, he be like, me and my brothers, or I'm gonna go get my niggas, or when me and my niggas come back, why you always gotta go get somebody? Mm-mm. That's what I just heard right there. You know what I'm saying? When the bomb dropped, man, y'all heard that bazooka on the game. Man, get off that, bro. This, bro, J. Cole, bro.
You heard what he said to you. He dissed you. He didn't think about that. He didn't think about apologizing to you or none of that. When he seen what he seen, he always said, this is competition. It's competitive. I respect y'all, but this is what it is. You should have just left that at what it was, man. You go out there and do this. It just hurts your legacy so much. I can't even... Oh, man.
Oh, just keep... Oh, it get worse, bro.
I got the world, and I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole?
Same niggas that's broke.
My niggas like...
That you the head nigga.
Boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh, my fucking God. Text flooded. I couldn't even answer my shit. Nigga, it's wartime.
I don't care about none of that.
Niggas want
some and you blood. Not no comedian, bro. I take umbrage with this. I don't like you getting laughs.
You done found the whole nother thing to be upset about. How dare you be a comedian and be halfway decent?
Did he really say that? Because, hey, when he said, if he really said when you said Prince outlived Michael, there was some killer lines, but even But even you would feel like you missed Jackson when I apologize to me.
Oh. Rapper, this is a skunk.
That was just him rapping, yeah.
I can't talk with you right but now. I'm in the podcast, bro.
When he said that, though, when I was like, this is what... I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Respect to both of them. But he would have killed it if he would have said, you talk about Prince outlived Mike Check, but both of them did. Because, like, he the third one. Why he didn't say that in his diss?
Because he didn't want it, bro. Let's let Jermaine finish.
Niggas want to see blood.
You know he liked that stand-up feeling, too, because he keep going. He keep adding on. Nah, forget that.
One, I know my heart, you know what I mean? And, like, I know how I feel about
time for your heart, bro.
My peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase
this another part. Right? This another part I got a problem with because you've been shooting shots at them at the same time. Like, who is
they
who
all
else,
been, they all
who
been
else is you talking about in your rap?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is...
So you've been already doing this, and now that it's finally a name on it, that's why it all just reeks of fear.
He disqualified, bro. He just got shook and scared before the dude even respond. That's like... Basically, bro, Kendrick came through with the chopper. He came through with the chop bizzle. Blah, 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 throwing shots, right? J. Cole came back, and it's like, you know what? I'm going to let it go in the air so he know I'm over here. And then was like, hey, bro, hold on. I really wasn't trying to take a lick at you, bro. That's why I was just up there, bro. Like, no, we good, bro. I'm good. He already threw a bullet at you before, bro. What makes you think he going to just be like, okay, man, it's like a movie, bro. The movie scene when they be like, oh, man, that's good, man. Don't worry about it, man. You good? You straight? You good? Boom. If I'm Kendrick, bro, I know how this finna play out, bro. Like, this is crazy, bro. J. Cole is disqualified, bro.
Yeah, and he can't rap battle no more. I don't want to hear him talk about, like, nobody dissing no more. What, you gonna diss me and then feel bad?
See, duh, bro. I would be... Bro, I'm so disappointed in him, bro. Like, I'm disappointed in him, bro.
Yeah, it's just so not hip-hop. You just don't do this.
See, when we do these reaction videos on our channel, people be thinking, like, oh, they just failed. Bro, we ain't... Forget the fact we even rap, bro. We've been listening to hip-hop music our whole life. Like, we grew up in this. Like, I remember... I can't even say some of the artists' names because they're probably going to shadow ban our video. But it's like, bro, we know hip-hop. So it's certain things that maybe some of y'all ain't going to understand because y'all just don't, y'all like hip-hop, but like we've lived hip-hop. This and is one of the most un-hip-hop things any one of the GOATs here people has ever did, bro.
Yeah, and these is from people I could see if you went out there and you said something crazy. You remember when that influencer, I forget the little girl name, but it was some white girl influencer, and her black friends, they dissed Snoop Dogg. And then they went out and they said, I'm sorry, Snoop. I didn't mean to do that. We was tripping. We was da-da-da. It's like, yeah, that's when you apologize, when you get yourself into something you ain't supposed to be into. Ain't neither one of these people gonna do nothing.
Nobody's gonna hurt you, bro.
And you didn't say nothing. This is rap. You just rap battling. So, yeah, coming from that with hip-hop, you ain't supposed to be feeling bad about dissing nobody or whatever.
Even if it's your friend, just don't cross the line. I was talking off camera, but, like, with me, if I love you, it's just lines I won't cross. So if you and Kendrick is really cool, bro, battle him up to the line. Get everything off up to the line. You know when you cross that boundary where it's going to go from like, hold on, bro. You ain't even supposed to mention that. Like, it might be your kids, your mm-hmm. mom. It'd be like if I was to start talking about your moms. That goes from like, okay, we having a friend. Like maybe I say something about Auntie Cristal, but I do that just jokingly now. That ain't going to be crossing the boundary because he's going to be like, he always trying to like joke. But if I say something about his moms, I know Craig, because Craig going to be like, hey, hold on, bro. Like, nah, that's you crossing the line. And, like, with me, it's certain things. See, you know, I'd be like, nah, bro, like, that ain't going to fly.
And that's where the pull punches come. Like, but even then, he didn't, that's what he did. He kept it to rap. Now, I tell you what really bothered him, but probably really scared him. He started getting that feedback and seeing that people, you talk about his albums, people going to start looking at your albums. Now, I probably like them because I'm a fan, but it's hard to defend them.
Yo.
It is hard to defend them, I tell you that.
Hey, Cole can't even have that album discussion with French Montana. Mm. Straight up. Hey.
And he
French Montana saying, got better albums than J. Cole. Straight up.
We ain't talking about the numbers.
We ain't talking about the rapper. We ain't talking about how good they rapping.
Apparently he do numbers. So
yeah,
that might
be good to do your numbers.
But yeah.
If you ain't know who these artists was, even though everybody know these artists, French Montana, he got better albums than J. Cole. He's not a better rapper, but he got better albums.
It's one part that he said that really bothered me. I don't know. How long is this video?
We got 2 minutes left.
Oh, we not finna watch no whole
thing. You basically see what it is. Now, this is my take. This my take from his whole apology thing, right? And this is crazy for me to say, right?
He apologized to that man for 2 minutes?
I thought it was like 4 minutes.
That was almost as long.
We watched
that
minutes.
Was longer than the song.
He had more words for him and his sadness. But check this out. This is where we at now, Craig. It's only one person that can save hip-hop, bro.
Oh.
And no one ever thought this was what we would all have to say. We need Drake to save hip-hop, bro. Needs to save hip-hop. Because Drake cannot.
I never thought I would say this, bro.
Drake, you have to diss Kendrick. And you cannot pull punches, bro. You have to do this for the Meek Mill. I never thought the Meek Mill Drake thing was like the biggest thing, because I never been a super big fan of Meek Mill. But I respected Drake from doing it. Now, when Push got on him, I see he'd throw a little jazz, but he kind of leave Push alone. This one, Drake, you can't leave it alone, bro. This is the big one. This is the Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, or Muhammad Ali and George. Like, this the one, bro. You got to take this fight for the culture, bro. Like, you have to. There's no way around.
We need you out here. I never thought I would say
it's crazy.
Quentin Miller, get back in the fold. Go whatever y'all need, get everybody. Partisan Fontaine, get him too. Well, you might need some Cardi B bars. Whatever you need.
Turn it to a Kanye thing. Go get 10 artists and put them all in the room. Like, we need it, Drake. Like, we have to get that kind of diss record from Drake about Kendrick. Because then that got to make Kendrick. Because J. Cole just, bro, you just stunk up the joint, bro.
He out here talking about it's messing with my spirit. Bro, go get a therapist, bro. You can't take no bodies back.
You can't be out here a killer rapper
or a lyrical killer and then be wanting to take bodies back when you attempt to catch a body. Nah, it don't work like that, bro.
Go get therapy, bro. I'm a big proponent for therapy. Go get therapy, bro.
You can't sleep at night because you said his albums was whack.
You ain't even say nothing crazy. So, like, you
can't sleep
because
you said his albums was whack.
Bro, that's crazy. Like, man, it's like, bro.
Hey, Kendrick really is the boogeyman, man.
Bro, you got bullied by Kendrick before Kendrick even said something to what you said. He basically was that dude that be talking stuff to somebody and the words mess around and get back. And before, when he realized, like, who he was around might say something, he already trying to counsel like the other dude, like,
hey, man.
It's like, bro, you look, man.
Just highly disappointed, man. Let's do this. Highly disappointed.
Tweaking, bro. Tweaking.
And is I keep trying to listen to the, he making, then it make me think, like, am I corny? Because I like him, because now it make his rap sound corny. He had a line in the new track, the new album. I forget what song. One of the tracks was he did the alphabet, and then he left L out. And then he said, "As that's little me in the class asking teacher, what's L? Because he never take those, and he don't know what L is." So he also said, and these is when I'm listening to it, I'll be like, come on, bruh. But he also said, my number ones come from album sales. Theirs come from burgers and fries. I hate that stuff. I hate any food references, and I hate any excrement references in my raps. That is just cheap.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I always thought Cole is one of them rappers for me. We just said his albums ain't usually like hitting like that. I love Cole on features. I feel like when Cole on a feature, he be doing some incredible things on them features. But his projects, I've never been like super. I respect Cole. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, Cole can rap. Cole, he's so nice on the features that I know how nice he is. Bro, you should have just not put the diss record on the album. The album would have still been good, and we never would have heard that diss record, and I would have been able to really enjoy this album. When that diss record came out first, bro, it just sucked the air out the album to me, because it's like, now everything I hear, it sounds kind of corny. And I'd have heard, now you'd apologize. So now I'm like, this really sound corny. Because it's like, bro, it's just so un-hip-hop to not, like, you, this is a battle you got. Even if I'm J. Cole, he the one that should have been the most into it.
Yeah.
I get to actually go bar for bar with the other two goats.
And this what you've
generation.
Been begging for.
You've been begging for this.
This what you've been asking for.
Bro, you can't jab. You got to come out there and swing. This would have been like back in the day, you had 50, Hov,
and M battling. They were the big artists at that time. And Nelly on the outside looking in, and somebody dissed Nelly. If Nelly don't say, yo, I just went diamond too, I'm dissing all y'all because yeah. I'm trying to solidify. Bro, this is just a hip-hop thing to do, bro. I just...
That's even, oh, I do you one even bro. Better. Just take them three. Could you imagine either one of those three, 50, Jay, Z, and M, dissing each other, dissing each other through whatever measure, and then coming back later on to the public and being like, hey, my bad, that I was tripping. I think Jay-Z apologized to Nas on older thing, I think because his mom told him to, because he was talking about this kid or something.
He apologized in public. He apologized to Nas in private. All they right. was cool already.
It was something like that, because I heard that rumor back when they was beefing over Super Ugly or something. Because he talked crazy about the baby mama.
He crossed the boundaries.
Kid's mom and his mom made him go
stuff
back.
Stuff in the baby seats and all kind of stuff. Like, yeah, like, his mom's like, look, bae, I know y'all do this hip-hop stuff, but you crossing the line. Like I say, him and Nas might not have been cool at that moment, but like, y'all good enough, bro, to where you don't gotta cross certain lines.
Yeah, and when I think Tom saying Eminem apologized, if you're talking about what I think you're talking about, that track where M said he was hating or whatever on people, and he was hating on Kanye and them because they was doing better than him at the time, or they was blowing up, he never released the diss track dissing them. He just had a feeling about that and then got over that. And then once he got over it, he wrote a song about, hey, this is how I was feeling at the time. Yeah. So that's the difference. That's what I was saying. If you really had love for him like that to where it's really bothering you and hurting yourself, you never would have said nothing. You never would have dissed him. So the fact that you even did that means that you all this did love it in, you telling me that you had.
You did it in such a respectful way, though. So if that's your man's, if that's how you dissed me, Craig, I wouldn't even feel no way. And I would be mad. You know why I would be mad? It's definitely when we work for apologizing. I'd be mad because you ain't go hard. Like, I'd have been like, pause. I'd have been like, yo, I told you when we in the group chat, I said, bro, if somebody gonna swing on you, you do not jab back like that. Like, yeah. I would expect, if you my mans, I'm going to expect you to come. I'm already have some in the chamber. I'm already like, I know Craig going to come back. So I already got another 100 bars ready, and I'm going to just respond to a couple things he said. It's like, come on, bro. That was way too polite, man.
When I heard that, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, he definitely got something hard on that next. Anyways, man.
Drake, we need you to save hip-hop, bro, for real. And this ain't one we finna wait you to respond to for another 2 weeks, bro. We need that like ASAP, bro. This need to be like top priority, Drake. You gotta go get Kendrick, bro. Because if you don't, it's gonna look like both of y'all punked out, bro.
Shout out to you, Tom. This is what let Nas down.
Bro, straight up, bro. You gotta, man, you.
Hey, maybe that should be the name of the episode, but nah. This will let Nas down for real. It made me wanna diss this, bro. Like, when I heard it Friday, I was hyped up. When I heard it on Friday, I was hyped up. And I'm listening like, man, you know, I don't even want to, like, if he rapping like this, I don't even want to, you know,
you should totally write a diss record and rap it on.
I don't even want to put my project out.
Hold that.
And then.
We're going to get you viral, bro. Hold on. Stop. Hold that thought. Craig, hey, in the chat, y'all, throw the peacocks, bro. If y'all think he should make
wait a minute. That's your symbol, bro.
If y'all think Craig should write a diss record for J. Cole and rap it on the pod, let us see, bro. Pull no punches either. We gonna go viral, bro. We gonna go viral because you gonna be fired dissing J. Cole. Put it right in the title. Craig Smith, you know, diss J. Cole. They gonna see like 10,000 subscribers and stuff. Like, oh, who is this?
I thought about how I would write it already. On some when your idols fall type stuff, you know? It'll start from like when I started like liking them and then rapping, and I'll kind of like parallel like thing or whatever, and then just really going into like how I was like, oh, you the guy, and then how he let me down with this one move, and that was like not hip hop, and it make me like look back and all of that, you know, on some like Standish type.
So you gonna try to do it kind of like J. Cole did to Kanye now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would take the J. Cole approach to this J. Cole. Man, you better. I'd be like, hey, Craig, get this out of here, bro.
Hip hop thing to do?
No. You supposed to go, they don't know you. You supposed to go in his neck, bro. You supposed to be like, I'm getting J. Cole up out of here, bro. Craig, rewrite this, bro. Keep those bars. Oh, those was nice. Keep those.
Oh, that's why I would the decimal. Coming from like somebody who like unknown and stuff, like you were saying earlier, ain't nobody gonna care.
Actually, you know what? You should.
So it has
you
to be something like that. Because
then they'll
that's
go back and
the,
watch our episodes and be like, man, Craig ain't even
because
dressing like
it's
that.
Kind of how other fans would feel. So it, he would have to kind of pay attention if it started getting
totally
traction
do,
like that.
You should
all
totally
that
do that, bro. We gonna go viral, bro.
Because I noticed our DC world ain't putting no skit out of yet. I'm sure they hurt it's too it's as coming. Big J. Cole fans.
It's coming, bro.
So, but that's how I would do it. If I just go out there and start dissing them and being like, oh, you can't say that about Kendrick because your album's just worse than his. Like, anybody doing that, nobody gonna listen to that aggressively. But if I went to an approach and then hit them like, man, you let me down as a fan type stuff, as like somebody, yeah, he would have to pay more attention to that. That's how I would diss him if I was to.
It's just the worst situation.
And we know he ain't gonna do nothing now.
Oh, you ain't gonna hurt his feelings though. Once you go viral and have like 100 million views, maybe he'll just send you a subliminal or something.
And this the thing that would be dope about that. Even if he don't, like as a fan, this I wouldn't lose. Because as a fan, if he rapped again and got like and did that and like killed me in a rap, that's what I was asking for. That's what you were supposed to do. That's what you were supposed
to do. You
know
what that would do
to
for
that
me? I would get exact. I'd be even more irritated.
Exactly.
Oh, so you go diss Craig.
Like,
you don't feel threatened enough by Craig to come back. So you going to diss Craig, but you ain't want to diss. Man, get this out of here, bro. Like, I'm telling you, bro. It's like, I look at J. Cole completely different, bro.
Also, I don't know. It's just such a waste of time. I know the dude who, I don't know him. Look at me lying. The dude, I met him on YouTube and start talking to him or whatever and encouraged him to put the instrumental out on his page. But anyway, the Drake To Kill a Butterfly AI diss, yeah, I did hear that. It is super funny.
I didn't hear that.
It's just an AI track. It sound like Drake, and it's the dude who made it, Link Pillow 2. He, on YouTube, that's his name. He made the beat, and then he wrote the track, put it in Drake voice, and it was just bars dissing Kendrick. It went viral. And it's crazy
nobody
giving him credit for the going viral though. Like people don't know it's him. That's the thing with the AI tracks.
Yeah,
people don't know it's him.
It's gonna be comedian Craig Smith. Then he's gonna put it as a part of his comedic routine once he go viral. I need them J. Cole bars, Craig, because I'm curious what Craig dissing somebody would sound like. And I know he feels some way about this. You should totally write this.
I thought about that, too, when this whole J. Cole stuff was coming out, when people were saying about, like, dissing people or whatever and being battle-tested and all that. This was another thing. This is your first time being battle-tested, so this is your first impression of, like, battling and everything and putting that in your arsenal or in your legacy as a rapper and an MC, and you failed the mission. You could have just left that horrible diss track out and people would have took it as it was. Your fans would have rolled for you. But you just disqualified yourself just off of that. But anyway, dissing, I don't know. That's the thing I was thinking about. Like, is that something like I gotta do or I should have? You're right. Nobody ever dissed me or nothing. But I think that's because I always wrapped around people either on my level or I was better than. I never wrapped around people who was like way better than me and felt like this thing he cocky. This thing he good. Like, I'm finna have to put him in his place. No, not really. Like, against somebody else? Nah.
I did.
And I never had nobody, like, rap against me or say nothing, like, slick. So,
well,
I probably wouldn't know.
We'll never see J. Cole do it either. Oh, nice ass mug. But it's been a thing about the end, man.
I am Robert because I don't know what you're talking about, and that's ridiculous.
Y'all crazy. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all for coming through. Tap it in. Hit the like button. Put somebody on it. Put somebody on. It's been your boy, Disrespect the Collective. I'm your boy, Kreese, a.k.a. Dash, with my mans.
Craig Smith, a.k.a. Sensei Life.
Shout out to my boy, Tyler, behind the scenes, Radio 22, Everything 22. And we'll get at y'all later. We out. Dizzle.